It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
Many of you guys didn't know that I actually had 13 major surgeries. That's right, 13. I guess you could say that actually is my lucky number. And two of those surgeries were major spinal fusions that left me in bed for close to a year. And let me tell you, coming back from surgery, coming back from any injury, a sprained ankle, can be very scary. And it's fearful. It causes a lot of stress. To help us understand your first steps back after any injury, after any surgery, we have joining us chiropractic physician Perry Nicholson. Perry, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you, Jay. It's my honor to be here. Appreciate it.
Perry, it's, you know, this show I was really looking forward to because I speak personally about it. When I went through each one of my 13 surgeries, it was very hard for me that first day, not only going to rehab, but my first day exercising. And so many people avoid exercising and put the weight back on they lost, or they have this fear that they'll never be able to have that movement or physicalities they had prior to the surgeries. Are you seeing that a lot with many of your patients?
Oh, very much so. I mean, I've actually had several surgeries myself. I mean, you beat me by a long shot. 13, I think, is the most I've heard that anybody's had. I've had three. And I can tell you, it takes a lot out of you physically, of course, but also emotionally. And sometimes you don't even realize how much. It's almost like it's at a subconscious level. And I find it very much so. People have a fear almost, or a terror of getting re-injured again, especially through movement of any type. I've had it where people didn't have surgery, but they've had maybe a major ankle sprain or a knee injury or back injury, and they're kind of terrified to do things again like they used to. And getting them back into that is something definitely I think can take a team effort as well from the treating physician and the therapist and people that you're working with to help them realize that it is something that's actually very critical for them to do again, but making mm-hmm. it feel it's a critical how you do it. They need to feel safe while they're beginning the program. And there's different ways that you can do that.
Yeah, and you bring up a very valid point, safety. I know when I went through the 13 surgeries and I went through all the injuries, the first thing was I couldn't believe it. Then the anger, right. Then the anger set in, and then the depression. And then when I was getting through the rehab and the physical therapy, they said, okay, we're going to go out now and you're going to go for a little jog. And I was terrified. I remember the night before I was getting ready to work with my physical therapist, I was terrified. And I really feel it was more the emotional fear than anything. And I feel that's a big reason, the emotional, the being scared that I'm not going to be able to accomplish this, and this is not going to win. My body has been, or is it, or ever will be again. And are you seeing that it's that emotional block that people are being kept from to wanting to achieve that physicality that they once had?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, our body is programmed innately through Mother Nature to avoid pain, avoid danger. I mean, nobody runs headlong into it unless you're specifically trained for it, you know, like we're first responders and military. So first of all, it's something that you need to not beat yourself up about, that if it happens to you, that it's natural. So that's your nervous system really communicating with you when you do that. But through all the new research that they're doing, they're showing how pain actually is in your brain. I mean, how you think about your body, how you perceive your environment,
wow.
your past experiences, everything on your individual history is tied to your brain. So they're seeing that pain doesn't even relate to tissue damage. So people can have the same type of injury and one feels very little of something and one just has a paper cut and they're crying. So taking control of your mind and that fear is absolutely critical to long-term success, not just doing the movements, but really getting and feeling them.
Wow, the littlest things can set us off. And speaking of the things that can set us off, how important is nutrition? Is there a certain protocol or meal program or diet that someone should stay on, or foods to avoid coming back from an injury?
Well, that's a great question. I will preface it to say that, you know, I'm not a nutritionist, and but I can give you some guidelines of stuff that helped me. And nutrition is such an individual and personal thing. It has a lot to do with your own body type, your blood type, your history, your hormones. So there's no cookie cutter nutrition program for every person. But what is essential for every person in order to be able to process the nutrients that you eat and the diet or program you choose to follow is one, definitely being hydrated. I mean, that's one thing where most people are in a perpetual state of dehydration. And most surgeons and centers will tell you that you have to drink a lot of water after a procedure because that's critical in your body's ability to actually be able to regenerate itself. And your brain is 70% water. So if you're dehydrated, you're actually going to get caught into what we were talking about before, about depression and fear, and you just get in this vicious cycle. So it seems so very simple, but it is. I mean, water is fundamental to every living creature. So, and it's so easy to do. You just drink. And the other one is the gut. I don't mean the gut that hangs over your belt if you need to exercise, but your small intestine and your large intestine. So when you go through a stressful procedure, you actually alter the balance of good bacteria to bad bacteria in their body. They call it normal flora. It's the bacteria that's there for a reason. And if you also have been through surgery, you've probably been on a lot of antibiotics to prevent infection. And antibiotics kills all bacteria in your body, good and bad. And some of the medications that you're on through your anesthesia can do the same thing. And it's interesting when you start to look at nutrition that 70%, up to 70% of your immune system function, your ability to recover from trauma or from illness, is from your small intestines, your gut. Mm. So if you have a decrease in the amount of good bacteria in your system, you're going to be fighting a substantial uphill battle to almost... I tell people good nutrition is really not so much about what you eat, it's what actually gets absorbed from what you do eat. So if you don't have good bacteria, you could eat really, really healthy, but the nutrients don't get into your system. And so it's like an uphill battle both ways.
People really never think about bacteria and water as being so important when recovering. I always tell people we should be drinking half of our body weight in ounces of water a day. That's half of your body weight in water a day. And people say, wow, that's a lot of water. I can't believe, you know, if you weigh 100 pounds, that's 50 ounces of water. But water is so imperative to not only recovery, but think about it. We're recovering every day, walking, sitting, picking up the kids. So what you had said is just so important. Now, any final thoughts? I mean, anything about sleep, anything about the way we should, the clothes you wear, anything that people wouldn't recognize as a great way to help the transition from the recovery process to exercise?
Sleep is definitely one. I think movement is absolutely critical. You know, I've listened to your guests before, it's just getting out and doing a little bit of movement, but also to know that you can take back control of your life if you've had trauma in your life or surgery, and to have a really great team behind you, from your surgeon to your recovery team to your physical therapist, and also go see other people like body workers that can work with you to relieve body stress and work on scars. Surgical scars are linked highly to prolonged physical pain and emotional pain.
Wow.
Doing that, and also with nutritionists, and just to have a kind of like a professional family of support with you so you don't feel like you're alone. That's the biggest thing that I would encourage people to do, is to don't feel like you have to be alone.
Sure. And speaking of support, where can they get the support from you, and where can people reach you on social media?
Oh, very easy to do. I mean, my company name, my brand is called StopChasingPain.com. The name kind of speaks for itself. So if you type in StopChasingPain.com on the internet, you will find all my social media places that you can visit me on.
Well, thank you so much, Perry. To learn more about your first steps back after surgery, you can always go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com. Until next time, I am Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.